So a new survey came out with the top ways that people buy stuff without paying full price or going into debt. You know, not just putting it on the credit card. The top three were to sell some other stuff on eBay or Craigslist to try to raise the money to buy what they wanted, make things to sell to try to get cash, or trade a useful skill for either money or for the item itself. Do a little swapping.
Oh, I'm surprised stealing it wasn't on the list.
Well, lying, cheating, that did make the list, but it was down farther.
All right, Halloween, we've been talking about it. You know, it's not that far away. It seems so bizarre to think about it. But yes, people are getting ready for Halloween. And the results of a survey on the sexiest Halloween costumes, it was done by a company called Envy Corner. It says women's Halloween costumes and lingerie. This is also a big part of the reason why I don't dress up for Halloween.
It's really gotten that way, hasn't it?
Where it's just those girls, you know, and, you know, more power to you if you have the body to rock it. But then it just gets less and less clothing each and every year.
I love Halloween.
Yes. Top 10, a French maid, a cheerleader, sexy circus ringmaster, sexy gypsy woman, sexy court jester, seductive pirate wench, Native American temptress, a naughty nurse, and the number one answer was a sexy SWAT agent. So basically, skin tight pants and a weapon.
There you go. So notice how many times you said sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mess with your bingo players. They take it too seriously. Saturday night, a 46-year-old man, his 20-year-old son tried to rob the church bingo night going on in New Hampshire. As soon as the man set down his gun to grab the cash, the volunteer grabbed the gun. And the other volunteers tackled him and his son. And they were both arrested. Don't mess with bingo players, even
they
at the church.
They take it seriously, yes. Very seriously. If we're more like, everybody in the world were more like this kid, this world would probably be a better place. And, you know, he says that, and he's probably right. Friday, an 11-year-old walked into his local police station in Greenfield, Wisconsin, told the clerk he wanted to make a donation, and left $10.03 in change on the counter. And he left without even telling his name. Police posted surveillance video to find out who it was, and they did. His name is Max Siepert. Max learned about 9/11 last week in his sixth grade social studies class, and his teacher talked about all the cops and firefighters who died. So without telling his parents, Max got on his bike, rode to the station, and gave them every penny he had. And he was interviewed by the local news earlier this week and said, quote, "One day it's going to make a difference. It might not be a really big difference, but at least it's something." Adding that if we all had that same attitude, quote, "We would have such a great world." 11-year-old kid just decides.
Yeah,
life
got on
savings.
His bike, just did it himself. That's pretty cool. Speaking of police officers, 20 of them called out to form a search party. Someone had heard a woman repeatedly yelling for help. So they called out a search party to see what this woman's problem was. Turns out she was just yelling for her dog named Yelp.
Wow. I wonder what she's like, whoa, everyone showed up to help me find my dog. That's amazing.
Oh, your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.